Give him praise this morning. Give him another hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah. You're on your way to heaven. You know that? If you've got Jesus Christ in your heart this morning, you're on your way to heaven. You've chosen the right path. Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and the eastern sky is soon to be split. Hallelujah. That ought to make you get excited. That ought to make you happy this morning, knowing that if your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, hallelujah, say goodbye to your troubles here. Say goodbye to your troubles on the side, and get ready to make heaven your home. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you Pentecostal this morning? Are you filled with the Holy Ghost this morning? Have you been reading your Bible this week? Have you come across a passage that has just lighted your fire and said, oh my, thank you, Jesus, for your wonderful words of life. Hallelujah. It's a joy and a privilege to be in the house of God. Hallelujah. I don't know about some of the others out there that think it's drudgery and dreary to come to God's house, but I just thank the Lord that I'm able, I'm ready, and I'm willing to take in the Word of God this morning. How about you this morning? Praise the Lord. Last Sunday morning, we had a service known as Family Togetherness, and out of that, the Lord began to burst some new things into my spirit, and I've not really done much on preaching series. I've usually just heard from the Lord and tried to be very obedient to what He would have me to share. But how many know that families need miracles today? God's families need miracles today. And we have so much of the things of God in the Word that He loves His children. I want to say that again this morning. God loves His children. He's never left us. He's never forsaken us. And so this morning, I want to draw back just a little bit from last Sunday and give you just a very quick recap on some things, and it's going to launch us into something this morning that I want to share about our Heavenly Father, known that through the Scriptures of His unconditional love. I want to minister this morning on unconditional love. But last Sunday, Ephesians chapter 3, I believe it was verse number 17, that brought a very key thing out for every family of God. The title last week was, how does God's family keep it together? We know by the world that the world families can't keep it together, and it's hard in the families of God to keep it together, but God gave us some things last Sunday that helps us to understand how we keep it together. Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 17 says it this way, let us be rooted and grounded in love. That's a great principle of God's Word. And there was something from last Sunday's message. The very first thing in order for us to know how the families of God keep it together is, number one, the child needs to know the birth father. Have you ever thought about being born again? God wants to be in the delivery room when you're born, and so we must be born again so that He can take you from the moment of birth and being reborn again and let you know that He is your Father and that you had a Father present with you when you were born. It's a sad thing today that most and many times the birth father is nowhere around during delivery, and even after that, many fathers are abandoned from the home, but not God the Father. Not Him, because when you become born again, you are knowing that there's a Father in the room and He is beholding you as a son and a daughter of the living God. That's worthy to give Him praise this morning. Number one, you had to know who the Father is. You can't keep it together if you don't know who your Father is. I'm sorry, but there's many, many statistics that will verify that when there's trouble in the home and the fathers are absent, there's more confusion and chaos in the children's life because the father is absent. But know this morning, God's here. God's here this morning. He knows you as His child, and He is not absent this morning, but He's present with you. I want to draw from that this morning. The other 3 points, if you want to go back and have a little bit of a rewind from last week, the 3 things after knowing the Father that helps the families of God keep it together. Number one, they always return. When a prodigal son is in the family of God and they have went their own way, the prodigal son has a divine revelation that rises up and he says, I've got to return to my father's house. God's family stayed together because they know how to return home. Then number two, in last week's message. You got to know repentance is part of God's family. It wasn't a one-time and done deal, but repentance stays on the heart. You got to know how to return. You got to know how to repent. And number three is you got to know how to repay. You can never repay equal for what you've done to sin in other people's lives and hurt them. But God says to Zacchaeus, after he wanted to go be with him in his house, he had a change of heart and he said, if I've hurt anybody, let me give back fourfold. And I want to give to the poor. There's a new thing that happens when you belong to God's family. Not only do you return, not only do you repent, but there's something on the inside of you that says, you know, for everything Jesus did for me, you can't earn his love, you can't earn salvation, but there's a flip over on the inside of your heart that says, I want to serve the rest of my life, paying what I can in the things that God can help me with. That's not the message, but it helps me get where I want to go this morning. Unconditional love. This would be the second message in what I'm calling the Family of God series. I don't know how long the series is going to last, but last week we were talking about how God's families keep it together. This week I want to go deeper into the Word. And I don't want you to just understand that God's a God and a Father that's in the delivery room when you're born again. But I want to share something with you this morning that only the Heavenly Father is able to show us in the way that He does. And I'm telling you this morning that He is an unconditional, loving Father to each and every one of His children. And He's the author and finisher. He's the creator and the divine inspiration of this thing this morning that we can call unconditional love. You see, let's just break it down for you this way. God's the one that loves us unconditionally. But here's what you and I have done in relationships and in managing our love relationship. We're the ones, pointing to me this morning, but you can receive it for yourself too. We're the ones that mess up the relationships of love that we have with other people. We get it wrong, but God gets it right. He has unconditional love, but you and I are the opposite many times. We put conditions on our love, and we put conditions on how people can love us and how we can love them. Let's talk about a few conditional things. And you and I can relate to this. I don't want you to raise your hand or do anything to point you out this morning. But how many of you have either been a part of or given out a bribe kind of love? It kind of starts out like this. Children, now mom and dad's going to be gone for a little while. Now, if you be really good, we'll bring you back such and such. But you're bribing them for their behavior. And too many times children are brought up with a wrong, unconditional kind of love. They're being subconsciously trained to be good for reward and things of that nature. I'm not preaching against you this morning. I've raised three children with my wife, and I'm sure we did some of that. And we wanted them to clean their bedroom, and we might have told them this or that will happen. And, you know, we do those things because we don't understand the depth of unconditional love the way that God does. How about another one? Nobody surely has done this kind. It's called favor love. How about this? If you'll do me some good, then, you know, I'll owe you a favor down the road. And so it's always a give and a take kind of love. You're not going to get the favor unless you promise to give something back. And that is kind of a messy kind of love. I hope that that's not the only kind of love that you know this morning. But we do this with our relationships and we mess it up. Oh, how about this one? Please don't raise your hand if you fall into this one. But they're spoiled love. I mean, this kind of love is the type of person that says, if I don't get it the way I want it, when I want it, I'm out. I mean, it's pure being spoiled. It's pure being someone that just says it's all about me and I'm taking every ounce of love from everybody else, but I'm not giving any love anywhere that I don't want to. It's a spoiled kind of love. Anybody ever grow up in a family where there was a spoiled child? Don't raise your hands now. Just begin to pray. Hallelujah. What modern times have done with this thing of love is they've messed it up again and they've put a contractual love into the arrangement. Now, I'm not going to get in the details of right and wrong, but if you have to sign a contract with the partner that you're going to love forever, and the Bible says, whom has been joined by God, let no man break apart anyway, but it's a holy matrimony, and you got to spend time with the lawyers and write it out in letter and say, I love you, but there's a condition of my love, and you have to sign on the dotted line because of those things that are in my life. Church, we're living in a modern world. We're living in a world where things are more valuable than the heart of love. And God is an unconditional love. We can make more lists. We could go down different things, and you probably have one or two you could come up with. But what I want to minister to you on this morning is there is a real, live Heavenly Father who has unconditional love. And it's a very real thing this morning, and we need His unconditional love. Take your Bibles this morning and go with me to Hosea chapter 11. If you want to take on some homework, go back and read Hosea from beginning to end, and you'll find how much God has unconditional love. And there was a prophet, Hosea. I'm not going into the message in that area this morning, but he went and God said, go marry Gomer and go marry somebody that was a harlot and go marry somebody that's going to turn out and be an adulterous wife to you, but keep going and be the husband to her. But you see, that's an unconditional father giving an image and a picture of an unconditional love to his children. And this morning, Hosea chapter 11, if you find that place in your Bible, stand with me. We'll begin at verse number 1 this morning. We're talking about unconditional love this morning. Verse number 1 out of Hosea 11 says, when Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. As they called them, so they went from them. They sacrificed unto Balaam and burned incense to graven images. I taught Ephraim also to go and how to walk, taking them by their arms, but they knew not that I healed them. I drew them with cords of man, with bands of love, and I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. He shall not return into the land of Egypt, but the Assyrians shall be his king because they refuse to return. The sword shall abide on his cities and shall consume his branches and devour them because of their own counsels. And my people are bent to backsliding from me. Though they called them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him. Oh, I pray that we exalt the Lord this morning. How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver thee, Israel? How shall I make thee as Admah? And how shall I set thee as Zebulun? My heart is turned within me. My repentings are kindled toward together. I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not man. That's a key point this morning. Thank God that He's God and that He's not some man judging us in our sins this morning. The Holy One in the midst of thee, and I will not enter into the city. They shall walk after the Lord. He shall roar like a lion when he shall roar. Then the children shall tremble from the west. They shall tremble as a bird out of Egypt and as a dove out of the land of Assyria. And I will place them in their houses, saith the Lord. And I'll finish it out, verse number 12. Ephraim compasseth me about with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit, but Judah ruleth with God and is faithful with the saints. Let's pray this morning. Lord Jesus, let us hear loud and clear this morning the simple message of unconditional love. Father, may it be strength so deep in our lives that it would literally root us and ground us in the love of God this morning, never allowing us to turn our backs on a loving God, never letting us slip away from the presence of the Most High God, never grieving the power of the Holy Spirit who whispers the things of God to us day and night and causes us to rise up and conquer over the enemies that try to bring us down. We give you our praise, and Father, together as a congregation, we choose to exalt you and lift you high above all names. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated this morning. Unconditional love. Pastor, that doesn't exist. People don't know how to love right. People are breaking down in this compartment of love. That might be true, but yes, it's very real. Unconditional love of Jesus is being sent towards you and towards me this morning. Let's break it down in the Word today. Hallelujah. Hosea chapter 11. God is the picture and the image of that Father who has never left His children. The very first thing that we see out of this place of passage of Scripture is the Lord says, when Israel was a child, I did two things. I loved him. When Israel was a child, I loved him and I called my son out. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that when the child is a baby, we might not remember all the times that we were held in the arms of love. We might not remember all the little kisses on the cheeks. We might not remember all the times that God whispered sweet loving messages into our heart. But God said, when my children Israel were just babies and children, I loved them. He didn't send in a neighbor and say, go love them for me. He didn't send in some standby person and say, go tell them a message that I love them. Let me tell you, parents today, let me tell you, grandparents, it might be all right to text them once in a while. It might be all right to send them a card once in a while. But when you get face to face and say, I love you, my child, I love you, my grandchild, you're beginning to practice the unconditional kind of love that God has for His children. He said, I love him. And he was a child. Here's something about unconditional love. It's an alpha kind of love and it's an omega kind of love. In Matthew chapter 28, when he was talking to the disciples, he said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the world. I got to tell you this morning, unconditional love of Jesus does not stop. But how many of you can testify you've been around some love relationships that just broke off and stopped and quit? That's where we're absent. That's where we can't be like the things that we ought to be many times until we receive for ourselves unconditional love, because this world is a mess. This world is in chaos, and we need people to have unconditional love for the sinner, and we need people to have unconditional love for the world, not for their sins, not for what they're doing, but Jesus is an unconditional kind of love. See, he called his son's out. We're good at calling people down, but we're not so good at calling people out. See, Jesus made sure that when his gospel was being preached, he was always calling out. John the Baptist was one that carried the gospel message as one crying out in the wilderness. He couldn't make anybody come out and get baptized, but he could sure cry out and say, my child, my children, my God, why can't you understand that you need your sins forgiven? There's one that's coming greater than I, that I'm not even able. I should not even loosen the sandals on his feet, because I'm not the Christ, but there's one coming. And John began to cry out. See, we need to go on and be unconditional in our love. This is where we break it off many times. We once cried out for the sinner. We once cried out for someone in our family. We once cried out for somebody in our church. Oh, God, save them. Oh, God, deliver them. Oh, God, bring them victory. Oh, God, help them get through that bondage. Oh, God, help them in this way. But all of a sudden, too much time has went by, and we've dropped the ball, and we've said, I loved them then, and I prayed for them then. But when's the last time you got down to business and said, God, the world's going to hell in a handbasket. My grandchildren and my children are running off course. The church is getting ran over in some ways. I need to begin to find my place of prayer again and be unconditional in my love for the sinner and get this thing turned around again. God is good at calling out, but he doesn't signal out. You caught in your sin, you know it's wrong. On and on we can thumb down on people. Hey, let me tell you, every sinner out there knows when they're sinning. They don't need somebody to broadcast it on a microphone and say you're dead in your sins. They need somebody to say, but there's a loving God that loves you in spite of your sin. But you've got to reach out to the unconditional hand of love and receive him for yourself, that your life might be changed, because he calls you out. See, there's a message in that some in the world won't accept today. I want God to physically pick me up and set me down and get me out of my messes. But what Jesus does is he said, listen, he who has ears to hear, let him hear the word of God. He who wants to be set free has to let the truth get inside of them. He calls us out. He's never going to just pick us up. He's never just going to make it without any effort on your part. Well, I guess if God wants me to give up my bad habit, he'll just break it from me and cause me not to want him. Have you been hearing him call you out of that sin? Have you been listening to the word of God that he says, I love you, my son. I love you, my daughter. I can see what you're doing in your sin. I'm not going to stop and tell you how bad that sin looks, but I'm going to tell you a very profound message of love. I love you in spite of every sin you do, and I'm calling you out by my love. I'm calling you out. Please turn from that thing. Unconditional love is a start to finish love. It's an Alpha and Omega. He loves his children. He was with them in the beginning, little children. And he called them out. Number two, the scripture says, I taught Ephraim how to go, how to walk. I love how the scripture is bringing out, I did this, talking about God. I didn't buy a tutor program and teach my children how to walk. I didn't send them to school and ask the teachers to teach them how to walk. You got to understand that this world's going to take your children and cause them not to walk according to the things of God. Come on, but you and I got to let the unconditional love of Jesus flow out of us and grab our family by the arm and say, I'm not dragging you. I'm not making you do this, but when I grab you gently by the arm, what I want you to observe is I'm taking step for step right with you. Jesus is not going to kick you out and say, get out there in front of me. Jesus is not going to tie some kind of a rope behind you and say, I'm dragging you on to the finish line. But he says, I love my children. I was the one that taught them how to walk. I took them by the arm and I was teaching them step by step how to go. Thank God for a loving father that's like that. Instead of a dictator father that says, well, you're 2 years old. You ought to know how to walk by now. Everybody else on the block knows how to walk. What's your problem, little child? Get with the program and get it going. No, God's not like that. It may take you a little bit longer to get the truth of God's word, but he says, I'll get you by the arm. And I'm not being a disciplinary person when I have you by the arm, but I'm taking you step by step. And I'm walking with you. See, this is unconditional love. We're the ones that don't have love right. We're the ones that mess up our relationships. And see, until the day Jesus comes to take us home, we're going to have some difficult times in our love relationships. But if we'll know that I've got a Father in heaven who loves me unconditionally, why should I put conditions on everybody else to love me? Hallelujah. Number three, the scripture brings out and says that they didn't even know it when I healed them. Church, how many times has God been there for you and you never even recognized him? But let me tell you something about unconditional love that's different than our love. Our love reminds people that we were there, because there's a level of the human flesh that will sometimes boast. And you'll get together with somebody and you might not mean to, but you remind them constantly, I was the one that loved you while you were forsaken. I was the one that loved you through that hardship in your family. I was the one that loved you by giving up my own resources and bailing you out. God is not a bail us out kind of God. God is an unconditional loving God that says, when you're going through it, I'm right there with you. I was the one that healed you. He said, but they did not know it. Let me tell you what the difference between unconditional love is and the kind of love that we trade back and forth sometimes. Unconditional love is a love that may never speak up and speak speak out, but acts gently, and towards you all acts and goodness towards you. Remember, the Bible says that every good gift comes down from the Father above. Ain't it a wonderful scripture to know that it's the Father sending anything good in your life? And we often complain and say, well, God's not doing anything for me. But every good thing that happens in your life comes down from God the Father. And we walk around as though we don't even know where it came from, and we'll give credit to someone else. But you know what? God says, I'm unconditional in my love. I don't need you to know it was me. I just need you to receive that it was I. I just need you to receive this love, because love is the most principal thing that will keep you going in life. Every depressed person in this world, if they could just get a hold of God loves them unconditionally, would snap out of depression almost overnight. Everyone that's going through a trial and tribulation, if they could just get a hold of the unconditional hand of the Lord Jesus Christ and know that in spite of my mistakes and my failures and my backslidings and my things that I do wrong, God loves me unconditionally. Hallelujah. The fourth thing that I was looking at in Scripture, God begins to tell us how He operates. He says, I draw them with bands of love. This is a picture of unconditional kind of love, because if you think of the difference between bands and chains, there's a big difference. If I had a rubber band here this morning, I could gently put it on somebody's wrist and say, this is love. Or I could be like the world and chain you to a table leg and say, this is the distance that you go if you try to run from me. If you make too many mistakes, the chain's going to be pulled from out from behind you and you're going to be trapped and caught. But God says, I'm gentle. Reminds me of the verses of Scripture that say the Holy Spirit is as like a gentle dove. Didn't call Him a dove, but brought out the gentleness of His love. And Jesus is the same way. God, the Heavenly Father, who loves us unconditionally, is the same way. You'll not fill a house of people coming to your church by preaching damnation and fire. Yes, we'll have to tell them that hell's a real place. Yes, we'll have to tell them that going against God's word is going to land you in a place outside of heaven. But we got to draw them the way that God draws on every heart, and He does it by bands of love. Isn't there enough hate in the world? Isn't there enough talking down to everybody in the world? How about drawing somebody by the bounds and bonds of love? Reach out to them beyond the mistake in their front door. Reach out to them behind the past history of what they continue to do. Reach past those places where it's difficult in your marriage. Reach past those places where it's difficult with your children and say, I'm not going to let this one thing keep me from going on and loving them and sending the message of unconditional love. God is always sending His word to us unconditionally. He's always sending the word to us that we might be healed and we might be well when we allow the word to minister to us. One place of Scripture says He sent His word that He might heal our sickness and our disease. And so the word of God this morning is coming at both you and I this morning unconditionally. And God is saying, I'm here and I'm your Heavenly Father and I love you unconditionally this morning. But then here comes the real test that lets every one of us know that we fall short of being God, and only God is God. Because the fifth thing about unconditional love this morning is He says it in the Word just as plain as anything. He says, I am God and I am not man. He's having a heart, something going on stirred up in His heart. He's seeing the rebellion. He's called His children. He said that they're His son. He calls them His daughter, and it's the children of Israel that turned on Him and said they constantly, they're easily pulled back into backsliding. backsliding. They're worshiping Baal. They're offering sacrifices to idols. And I know that sounds foreign to you and I this morning, but in other ways, we're doing the same things many times, putting other things before God. And God says, how can I let them go? That's the heart of a father saying, how can I destroy them? How can I just give up on them? How can I turn my back on them? And the Lord is determined in Hosea chapter 11 to say, I'm not going to treat them like the sister cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm not going to enter the city and pass judgment on them. And he says, the difference is that I'm God and I'm not man. Man is ready to judge at the drop of a hat. You know it to be true. I have a pet peeve that just really gets me very quickly when I'm sitting at a red light and the light turns green and I can't even get my foot off of the brake and onto the gas and somebody honks their horn at me. I begin to have Tabasco sauce go up my legs and I got to stop it before it comes out my mouth because I'm ready to judge. I want to get out of my car, but see, I need to keep preaching or I'm going to be in trouble this morning. But I'm not God. And God said, I'm not man, I'm God. You know what God's able to do? He's able to hold back his fiery judgment. He's able to hold back when he has the right to say they won't accept my unconditional love and I'm just going to burn the city up. But he gave us a rainbow after the days of Noah and said, I'm making a promise for everybody to see. Every time you take a picture of a rainbow and you think it's pretty, there's a promise in that rainbow. I'll never again take my wrath out on my children in that way and flood the entire world again. But oh, how you need to know that's an unconditional loving father that says, I break my heart when I got to bring down the wrath and the judgment. I'm going to tell you that God's not going to take any pleasure in assigning anybody to the place of hell. God is not going to enjoy the hour and the moment when he has to close the gates of heaven and say, but you said you served me, but you said you did miracles in my name. And Jesus will say to some, but I never knew you. He's not going to take any pleasure in that day. But God loves us unconditionally this morning. And we need that in our heart because the devil lies to us and says, why would God love you? Look at the mess you've made with your life. Look at the wrong that you've done. Look at how many times you've ran from God. Look at all these things. You need this passage of scripture this morning to get inside of you. And we need to come alive again and say, but I've made a mess of my life, but God loves me unconditionally this morning. I'm going to close the message with this. So we need to hurry on and have communion this morning. Luke chapter 23 is the picture of unconditional love. Remember that if it's conditional, there's a requirement attached to it of some level. Jesus is dying on the cross, crucified, bleeding. He'd been whipped. He'd been beat. Two thieves are speaking out. Conversation is going on. One of the thieves is mocking Jesus and just adding insult to injury while the cries of the crowd are saying, crucify him and all these things. And the other thief on the other side says, listen, don't you understand? Don't you even fear God? Don't you realize that we're going to have to face judgment? And this man, we're guilty of our sin and our crime, but this man right here is innocent. There's nothing that he's done wrong. And he does something to know about the unconditional love of Jesus at that moment. He turns to Jesus and says, remember me when you come into your kingdom. All right? If there's no such thing as unconditional love, then this man couldn't have made it into paradise with Jesus. Because if the condition is, you must be baptized in water. If the condition is, you must be a member of the church. If the condition is, you must be used in ministry. If the condition is, you must be a missionary for so many years. If the condition is, you must carry it and go buy you a Bible and read for yourself. John 3:16. When the unconditional love of Jesus enters into your heart, all those other things will follow. And they will be testimonies of your receiving his love. But this man man could not come down off of the cross. You understand that in the same moment Jesus was dying for our sins, he was forgiving a man next to him and said, I will unconditionally love you. You're guilty as all get out in your sin, but I'm showing the world unconditional love, and you can't do anything but die today, but I can still take you to heaven with me. Unconditional love. Unconditional love. Now, I'm not recommending nobody get baptized. I'm not recommending that everybody stop coming to church. But I'm here to tell you this morning that God's love comes unconditionally. Don't wait till you're cleaned up to come to the house of God. Don't wait till you got your life right. You'll never get it right until unconditional love is received in your heart. And at the moment of unconditional love, you'll just receive forgiveness. And God will begin to do the rest. Then the word begins to go on. And the Bible told, Jesus told the disciples, when you go out into the world, make disciples of all nations. But that word make is not bind them and hit them over the head. It's teach them by example. Teach them by example. God's unconditional love is always by example. Hallelujah. We're going to take communion. If I could have a couple of helpers this morning to pass out the communion. I want to ask the church to be very reverent of what we're about to do. Brother Alex, you can begin the video for the communion this morning. Brother Ron, go ahead this morning. Brother Richard, would you be able to help us pass out this morning? Would that be all right? Thank you.
This is my body.
It's the most serious thing that we can do. Go ahead and begin to serve.
This is the cup that holds the blood.
Would you let Jesus talk to your heart?
Heart?